Yellow Catsman, der Falsetto hält, der auch bei Wolfpack spielt. Der ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Der Multi-Instrumentalist, der in der Tat auch bei Wolfpack mitspielt heute Abend im schönen Privatclub. Dort stellt er seine Soloplatte Heartbreak Hits vor. Die zweite Soloplatte, die im Januar als LP des Künstlers erschienen ist. Wir reden noch mal ein bisschen über rockende Jazzer und die Wichtigkeit der Pause im Funk. Wir sprechen über die Tatsache, dass nur eine gut funktionierende Gang auch eine gute Band werden kann. Wir sprechen über Auftragsarbeiten, das Finden der eigenen Stimme und vielleicht sogar den Vocal Trainer des Mannes, der jetzt hier bei mir im Studio sitzt. Nochmal herzlich willkommen, welcome Theo.
Hello, Winston.
So, how are you doing today? Is everything all right? How's touring the record been so far for you?
It's been great, man. I gotta say, I wish I spoke more German, I wish I spoke any German. All I can say is, heute ist Montag.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you. Danke.
Yeah.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
That's it. Yeah. That's very important for the musician
part.
That's
it, yeah. Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Yes, and they're going to love you for that. It's enough. The German people are going to love you for the eins, zwei, drei, vier part.
Sweet.
It's enough.
Sweet.
Now, in comparison to touring with the funkiest funk outfit there is, in comparison to touring with Wolfpack,
yes.
What are similarities and what's different when
okay.
you're touring on your own? Because I've read that in America, at least, you were touring with parts of the Wolfpack crew. You brought Mr.
Yes.
Dart, the
yes,
bass
Mr.
player.
Mr. Dart is on tour with me here.
Wow.
Joe has been my bass player for a long time before we were even in Wolfpack,
yes.
I should say. So, yeah, Joe's with me here, and then I have Julian Allen, a great drummer, and Jacob Jeffries, who's a great singing keyboard player, and they're all the band here. So I guess the difference would be that this is my project is quite smaller in terms of notoriety at the moment, like not as many people know about it, so we're not playing as big of venues, uh-huh. you know, but the shows have been really great, and I love playing intimate clubs, especially for rock music.
Yeah, and I mean, there's one thing that's different is the fact that it's more rocky than the Wolfpack music. It's not as much.
Oh yeah,
it's not, I mean, concentrated on funk.
I think of it as totally different. You know, I mean, I am not the main artistic vision behind Wolfpack. Mm-hmm. That's my friend Jack Stratton.
Mm-hmm.
So for this project, I am, you know, the main thing, artist, director, whatever, and so I think when people are hearing this, they're really hearing what my natural inclination is as a musician. But that being said, I also have the versatility of performing, you know, in the funk stuff. And the Wolfpack stuff has definitely rubbed off on me, and I've been able to do some composing for that as well. So I think of myself as a rock dude in my heart, but a funky rock dude.
you're a funky rock dude. I can tell you that you are. Theo Catsman.
Thank you, Winston.
In studio. And I think that there's a different form of conversation that's happening with the audience, right? Because Wolfpack has so many instrumentals.
Yes.
There are parts with vocals here and there.
Yes.
But I mean, there's old school song formats when you're on tour.
This
so
is,
there's a different conversation happening, right?
Agreed. Yeah, this is all songs. And I guess it does feel a little old school in the sense that it is all songs, like you said. And that's, it feels like that's not happening as much these days, but that's what I grew up loving. So I just have to do it, you know? And I'm hoping to find my own fresh take on it and my own voice.
Yeah. Finding your own voice is a topic as well that you've talked about to other interviewers.
Yes.
And every artist who's a singer talks about that because you emulate different people that you adored when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And then after decades, sometimes you all of a sudden go like, oh, this is the way I should sing.
Yes.
This is the way my voice should sound like.
Yes, yes.
And you told an interview about your vocal trainer who received like a Medal of Honor or something by Barack Obama.
Yeah. My vocal teacher, he's taught many, many people. A man named George Shirley, who's was a huge influence on me, and he's an opera singer from the Metropolitan Opera in New York. And yeah, Barack Obama gave him the Medal of the Arts for his contribution to American music.
Uh-huh.
And he was teaching me.
Because he taught you.
No. He's taught so many people. He's a legend. So I was just really lucky to be able to work with him. And he only charged me, you know, $50 a lesson. And he could probably charge $500.
Yeah. And is there like this one thing that you've learned from him that helped you since back then?
Well, I worked with him every week for a little while, you know, so I can't really put my finger on one specific thing. I think he just showed me how to open up my voice, and he actually showed me where my voice was located in my body, because it's actually kind of hard to know. Yeah. If you think about it, you're like,
you kind of can't even feel it, but it's somewhere deeper, right?
Yes, absolutely. And there's also like, it's in your eyes and it's in your nose. It's like all your face muscles have to be in line. So, I would recommend anyone who wants to sing to study with a voice teacher, a vocal coach, because they can really, really help you.
Cool. What I love about your music is that you incorporate your falsetto voice a lot as well.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
In the choruses especially, there's a falsetto backing core happening all the time.
Yeah. That was something that I discovered over the years. It's just like, I have a falsetto voice, and so I would kind of practice it a lot just by myself. I'd be singing, and then at some point, when I was a kid, I started listening to Led Zeppelin, and I tried to really do that, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Robert Plant, but he's kind of, I can't even do what he does. Like, it's too high almost, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, over the years, people would hear that, and they'd say, dude, that's really cool. You gotta do that. And that's part of finding your voice, is you try to emulate your influences, but then you find like, oh, I can kind of do this other thing. And, you know, I didn't like grow up listening to Journey or anything, but but it turns out I can kind of go like, you know, it's not that. It's like, why not use it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it. And then the falsetto is like a good instrument to work with. When it comes to rock music, but to it incorporates a little bit of funk sometimes as well. You know, I'm thinking of Prince's falsetto, for example.
Oh, totally, yeah. It's funny, I've been getting a couple comparisons to Prince, like even on My Heart is Dead.
Yes, I can hear them too.
Which is cool, because I like Prince because he's really like a meeting point between rock and funk.
True.
I mean, it's like he's so rock, but he's so funky.
That's true.
So I think these days, I don't know if it was any different back then, but these days people are often saying like, well, are you country or are you rock or are you folky or is it funk? I don't know what this is. Like, I can't fit it into a box, but I think about someone like Prince and I think, whatever, just do it all, you know?
He paved the way, maybe, for Theo Katzmann.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you, Prince.
Yeah, thank you, Prince. We can say that as well.
Yeah, we can thank Prince for a lot of music.
That's totally true. Now, let's listen to one of your songs before we talk a bit more.
Yes.
Theo Katzmann mit As the Romans Do, ein weiterer Auszug aus seiner aktuellen Platte Heartbreak Hits, die er heute Abend nochmal präsentieren wird im Privatclub. Und für dieses Konzert werden wir dann auch gleich Tickets verlosen. Theo Katzmann auf Lux FM. Yes, Do As The Romans Do, Theo Katzmann nochmal auf Lux FM und ein Auszug aus seiner aktuellen Platte Heartbreak Hits. Wir haben schon einiges gelernt über den Künstler aus Michigan, der ja auch spielt mit Wolfpack, der funkigsten Funkband, die derzeit weltweit unterwegs ist. Das kann man ruhig so sagen, und jeder, der die Band kennt und jede, die Band kennt, wird mir an dieser Stelle zustimmen. Now, there's one thing I've learned about you today, and that's that you have a certain appreciation for crews and gangs and scenes when it comes to music. You say that all your favorite bands emerge from a scene and all your favorite songs emerge from a scene.
Yeah.
And that may be one of the reasons for you to try to form a scene, a gang, a band with Wolfpack.
Yeah.
So definitely. You kind of like forced all the band members to move in with each other or something. I don't know how you did that.
No. We're the opposite. Wolfpack is really funny, actually, because we don't, none of us, two of us live in the same city, and the rest, everybody lives a different part of the country, but we did used to live in the same city. Yeah. And I think we all kind of collectively just realized, when you look through your record collection and you're like, oh, what record do I really love? And you realize, oh, these are more than just hired musicians, you know? Yeah. A lot of the times it's bands, or even if it's not bands, it's people who work together, like Feist.
Yeah.
One of my favorite artists. I don't know if you know Maki.
Sure.
Maki was a long time in Berlin.
Yeah. And Gonzalez, Feist, Maki.
Yeah, Maki's a friend of mine, and I'm talking to him about this. It's like, he, you know, Feist, Maki, Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. Gonzalez is his own artist.
Peaches.
Maki's own artist.
Peaches. There as well,
They're all together. Yeah. Jamie Liddell.
Yeah.
And like, all that stuff grows out of that, you know? So, I mean, if you look at Wolfpack, it's like Wolfpack, it's me, it's Joey Dosick, and other artists are growing out of that. Antoine, Corey Wong, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, and I really think that there's a certain quality. I mean, you can bring together, you can ring the best musicians of the world and then bring them together in a room. But they won't be as funky as the gang who has lived and jammed together for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're not as good as musicians individually.
Right, right.
But, you know, the gang
better.
Vibe. Yeah, yeah.
Totally, man. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Now you're playing the drums on the LP and the guitars as well.
Yes.
And you've recorded them with somebody who supervised you, but you've recorded the vocals on your own. And that's pretty interesting because I wanted to know, how did you make sure that you're getting the best out of yourself without a guy saying, oh, you can do better?
It's a great question. It's very, very, very difficult to have that perspective, and I'm very hard on myself, and I'm trying to be less hard on myself, but a lot of artists are hard on themselves when it comes to trying to do your best.
Yeah.
The thing that I try to do is ask myself if I was, when I hear a vocal back, I say, is this really emotionally connected.
Okay, cool.
There were times when I'd do the vocal myself and I'd be like, oh, I got it. It's perfect. I nailed it. And then I listen back and it's like, da 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 dee 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 da 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 da. It's like, it's too perfect, you know? And then I'd have to throw it in the trash and be like, damn it. Like, try, you know, start over. Like, really just try to trance out and get into the right emotion for the song. And sometimes I do vocals holding the mic with a windscreen over it like this, like you have here, you know what I mean? And I'm holding a nice mic and I'm holding it. Like, I didn't put it on a stand. I'm just sitting in my chair, you know, trying to get in the zone. So, I guess to answer your question, just ask yourself if it's emotionally connected in the way you want. I don't care about the pitch.
Yes.
I don't care about...
That's what I wanted to hear, actually.
Yeah, yeah,
because so many people are looking for the perfect pitch and they're like, oh, the high C note, I didn't really hit it, but... If you're not hitting it, it might make the song more interesting.
Yes, let me clarify. I care very, very much about the pitch, but I will take an emotion over in tune, in time. Every time, you know. So the trick when you're producing yourself is you have to ask yourself. You have to balance perfection with emotion, and there were times on this album, like the song "Good to Be Alone," I was terrified of that performance. I thought, oh man, this is the best I can do. And it's like, emotionally it was there, but I felt like, oh, it's kind of like pitchy or a little out of tune. And I showed it to my producer and he's like, dude, that's it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want to do it over. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, cool.
So
yeah, sometimes you did get an outside perspective.
I would send it to him and say, what do you think, man? Yeah.
Now, you've brought a song with you into the studio. You're going to play a little song.
Yes.
It's called Pop Song.
Yes.
And
it's actually an older song from 2013.
Yes.
I released it as a single, but I really like it, and it's nice to play on an acoustic.
Yes.
And I'm not sure the listeners have heard it, so I wanted to share.
Yeah, cool. That's nice. Theo Katzmann live auf Flux FM. Sophie nimmt das Ganze videomäßig mit auf. Bist du ready, Sophie?
Yes.
Yes, Sophie is ready. Theo, you ready too? Yes, he's ready too. Okay, Pop Song by Theo Katzmann live auf Flux FM.
The ceiling, searching for some word that rhymes with how I'm feeling. Someone feed the fishes, someone clean my car. I can't keep up on the dishes while I wish upon a star. Yeah, someone save my soul. I'm a slave to rock and roll. Please, politicians, preachers, pray. Give us wisdom, teach us right from wrong. Oh yeah. I'm too busy trying to write a pop song, yeah. I've been chipping at the this sculpture. Hoping his gigantic hands will heal pop culture. Someone wears the wages, yeah, someone fight the fight. 'Cause I've been speaking with the sages in the middle of the night, yeah. Someone save my soul. I sold it to Billy Joe. In the middle of the plea, politicians preach us, pray, give us wisdom, teach us right from wrong. Oh yeah. I'm too busy trying to write a pop song. Please, a Mother Nature's on her knees. Read the paper, see what's going on. What's going on? I'm too busy trying to write a pop song, yeah. Teach us, pray, give us wisdom, teach us right from wrong. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I am too busy trying, yeah, yeah. Please, politicians, teach us, pray, give us wisdom, teach us right from wrong. Oh, yeah. I am too busy trying to write a pop song. Nature's on her knees. Read the papers, see what's going on, yeah. What's going on? I'm too busy trying to write a pop song. Oh, I'm too busy trying to write a pop song. Teach us right from on.
Danke, danke, Flux FM, ja!
It's a full stadium applauding for Theo Katz. That was so great, man.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you.
I fell in love with you twice today.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Theo Katz, man. So what's your near future plans? I've read that you're riding every day. You're trying to flex that muscle every day.
Well, okay. If I said that, it was a lie for the last 2 weeks because I was in Paris drinking wine every day. But,
flexing that other muscle.
That's true. No, I am working on more songs. Always in pursuit of more songs, and I will be on tour until July 15th. Tonight we play Privat Club.
Yeah, nice. Right? One of the nicest clubs.
Ooh,
really, really is.
Really looking forward to it. There's still tickets available, so come out to the show. And then tomorrow we go to Ireland. We play Dublin. We play Cork.
Wow.
Then we play London. And then go back to the United States. And then, let's see, I have a couple weeks off. Do you know the artist Alan Stone?
Yes, sure.
Or you know Tingsek by any chance?
No,
Swedish guy?
No.
I'm going to be doing a couple shows with Alan Stone as a guest.
Nice.
In August in Washington. And then tour with Wolfpack in September. We'll be back in Berlin.
Yes!
Two shows.
Woo!
And then I'm going to take a long nap.
Okay, cool.
And make another record.
Yeah, but maybe we'll meet again in September then when you come
That'd
back
be
with
great,
Wolfpack.
Man. I mean,
you
wonderful.
Know where we live right now. You can just visit us.
I love it.
You come in here. You'll play on the terrace maybe or down there.
I'd love
that would
to,
be
man.
Really cool.
I'm totally down, man.
So say hi to Joe Dart for me. He's one of my personal heroes. He really is.
Me too, man.
I'm watching his videos.
Yes.
And I'm trying to find out a way to slow them down.
So it's impossible.
I can learn all the bass licks.
I've seen him do it in front of me, man.
It's crazy.
What are you doing?
I love this guy.
What's going on, dude?
And I mean, there's so many people who are playing many notes, and it just seemed like they're showing off, and it's not funky at all, and it bores me.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck you, man. Why are you showing off just because you can play so and so many notes in a minute? Yeah. But with Joe Dart, it's a whole different animal.
Well, Joe's very sensitive to the song, and he knows, he has an intuition for where to play.
Yeah.
And those who come, who are, know his work with Wolfpack, who come see the show tonight, you'll see a very different side of Joe.
Yeah.
Because it's all songs, and he sings a little bit. And
it's less playing, right?
It's less playing, but, you know, so hopefully no one's disappointed, but he has a couple moments, and it's like, yeah, you know.
It's so great that you brought him. I mean,
yeah,
just to look at the guy.
I know.
Even without a bass guitar,
he gets a bigger applause than I do, and I agree with that. Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
He's the main guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to thank you for visiting us, and people
thank
out there.
Guys.
Heute Abend spielt Theo Katzmann mit Teilen der Band Wolfpack im Privatclub. Da unbedingt hingehen. Es gibt noch Resttickets. Auch wir dürfen welche verlosen unter der 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000. Das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben Tickets für Theo Katzmann heute Abend im Privatclub. Und dann schon mal den September vormerken, denn dann kommt die Wolfpack-Crew wieder zurück nach Germany. Thank you, Theo. It was a great pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Winston.
And I hope we'll meet again in September, right?
Sounds great, man.
Cool. See you then. Bye-bye.
Peace out.